Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
You've joined us at Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial County. We've been coming to you for over a dozen years. I was doing the math the other day. I think it's like 14 or 15. And we bring you weekly wellness radio sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This week is no exception. But to kick off the show, I want to start by saying that the Children's Foundation of El Centro of Imperial County is having a 5K, fourth annual Fun Runner Walk event, and it's going to be April 6th, 2019, right around the corner, at 8:30 in the morning out at Sunbeam Lake. If you want to know more about that or participate, send a team, do all, and it really is more than just a fun run. They really have a fantastic event out there. Encourage you to join. It's, you'll be getting fit for autism. You can sign up for this at www.childrenfoundationiv.com. Join them there. Join them at the fun run. We'll look forward to seeing you there. I think Behavioral Health is going to have a booth out there. So it's going to be a good time. You know, springtime, Imperial Valley, get out, do stuff, because pretty soon it's going to be into the caves until the heat goes away, right? So great show. I told you we have it. We got it right now. We are joined today by Southwest High School. And a special part, we are joined by the HOSA, H-O-S-A, Future Health Professionals Group. And you know, this is kind of cool, because one of the things that our local schools have, and this is nationwide, right? Is this way to develop people into careers. And so this healthcare professional thing, anything from a doctor to a dental tech to anything in between, is supported at Southwest High School. Now, that in itself is cool. But what's really cool is they have a mental health project going on. That's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm joined by Jackie Valadez. She is the HOSA Future Healthcare Professionals Advisor. She's the adult in the room. And Simran Singh, and she is the Mental Health Project Leader.
Hello.
And she is the student in the room. Welcome aboard. Now, you know, I was thinking about this on the drive over, because, you know, I work in an office, right? And offices are kind of like a TV show, really. There's amazing parallels between the comedy show The Office and real offices. And one of the things that I've heard in working in offices is high school lasts forever. And Jackie's nodding her head. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. And
it's not meant complimentary. It's meant that all of the little cliques and all of the little social structures and all of the little challenges of interacting in that community environment of a high school continue throughout our adult lives. So there's still the populars, and there's still the ostracized ones, and there's still the rebels without the clues. And, you know, there's all the different categories of people still kind of acting out in the same ways. So my first question is, and this is for both of you to kind of think about, how do you take a high school with all of the interpersonal challenges of a high school and somehow create a place that supports mental health?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if high school has changed, but I feel like, at least my generation, it's a lot less, overall, there's a lot less cliques. It's a lot more inclusive. I feel like a lot of what schools go for and what students go for is talking to new people, making new friends. Because, you know, you can know, I don't think you can put people in boxes, you know. Everyone's so different, everyone is so three-dimensional that you click with different people at different times and with different personality aspects. So I think with tackling mental health in that case, it's just that a lot of students are afraid to speak up. They're afraid of changing old ideas towards mental health that has such negative stigma that really, as, like, you know, as student leaders, what we have to do is let them know that it's okay to talk about it.
Excellent. Jackie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just going to mention also that I think within our HOSA chapter, we have such a diverse group that represents a wide spectrum from our campus community, that students can identify
can
with their peers
with, yeah,
and connect. And again, just in relation to mental health, when it comes from their peers, we have seen it to be more effective. And as Simran said, there's better communication, there's a more openness that's created in the culture of the school.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.